Now he found this is the day in your life where the foe we are shining the light of God's word through the teaching of the word. See, the thief come to darken, to put out the light. But the foe, we are shining the light of God's word to expose him. Huh? He wants to keep it hid from you so you don't know. From jump start, day one, you come into the kingdom, you're already rich. He don't want you to find out. So he get involved bringing distraction and confusion in your life, trying to get you occupied and preoccupied with stuff that don't mean anything to you, but it's devastating to you. And so you don't find out that you're rich and you can get your wealth. But at the same time, he's stealing it from you because he don't want you to develop spiritually to understand how to operate in this realm, because this realm you operate in, there's nothing else out there can stop it from increasing and progressing and succeeding. There's nothing. Do you hear me? He has nothing in his arsenal, in his power, in his scheme that he can stop the success of a saint that walks in the realm of the spirit and increase God's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he brings all these distraction, attitude. Yeah. When someone is teaching, He tried to bring a thought, they're trying to get your money. When we ought to stop, listen to our head and listen to our spirit. Because when that kind of person come along, your spirit will let you know he's a thief. He's a hireling. He's not mine. He's out to deceive you. And your spirit will let you know. But most of us put everybody in the same sack. But like I told you earlier, I won't fit. But when he's found, the Bible says he shall pay sevenfold. Now, he is found. This day in your life. I said now that he's found. And you should have heard enough information. If you don't, we're going to keep on giving. Now that when that revelation comes to you that the thief is found, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you listening to me? Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. For we know, come on. For we know. What do we know? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich. Say rich.
Rich.
You need to let yourself hear you saying that more. I'm rich.
Rich.
Say rich.
Rich.
He was rich. Yet for your sake he became what?
Poor.
That ye through what? His poverty might be
rich.
Ooh. Did he become poor? He was separated from God, just like you and I. He suffered the same death. Matter of fact, he took that and died and took the pain of death for you and me. We didn't suffer the pain of death. He did it. That we might join him in his richness. And I want to announce to you today that you are rich. Some people say filter rich. I want to say godly rich. I want to say you are godly rich. You're rich, 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 rich. Like your God is rich, so are you rich in this earth. Hallelujah. So stop the poor mouth then. Stop talking like you're a stepchild. Stop talking like you don't have an inheritance. Stop acting like you don't know your God. If you don't know him, open up the book. They call the Bible, not just any book, but the Word of God, and tell Holy Spirit, you're my teacher. I'm the student. I want to know what's in the book. I want to know what's in the manual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woo. Hallelujah. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made what? Rich. See, if you're born again, you join him in his wealth. I say, if you're born again, you've joined him. Why? Because you're an heir of God and you're joined there with Jesus. He didn't leave you out. So how do we get this stuff to work? That's what the enemy wants you to keep this like that. Look good on the desk, coffee table. I don't think we use them anymore. I don't know what to call them now. Coffee table and end table. Look good. Keep it dusted up. Some of us don't even do that. Move it, dust fall off. He don't want you to spend time. Matlock is too important. Age of night, days of our lives. I think they still come on. Secret storm as the world turns. I don't know what kind of storm that is. It is secret storm you out of life. Hallelujah. But you need to be well trained, well taught, well educated, well developed, prepared, so you can function in this life and accomplish the will of God. People are perishing and they are being destroyed, thinking they're following something that's going to benefit them, to help them, but it's only leading them to destruction. And we need to be well trained, well taught, well developed, and well prepared for this walk of faith. Oh, it's by faith. It's by faith. Faith worketh by love. That's the way we accomplish things. It's the grace of God that he applied to our lives. God gave us his ability to function in life. That's what grace is. To handle life like God handled it. Hallelujah. So he said, let me teach you something.